Lamashla, the next Gemara is, we have mamish in the middle of the woods, let's say you just have a roof, that's all. No walls. You have just four poles holding up a good roof. It's a flat roof, but no mechitz at all. So if you say pitikra, we look at each end of the roof as if the stair comes down. So if you say pitikra on each side, it's mamash reshusiyachid inside. So you're allowed to carry inside on Shabbos. Here for a sukkah, the same thing. So Abaye says, yes, I say pitikra, besides what Abaye says. See, even though the tzchach is in the middle of the chotzer and there's no walls right next to the tzchach, but since the end of the roof of the porch, the yawning, ends right there where the tzchach starts, and the end of that roof, I could say pitikra. I look as if the pair, the opening, the end part of that beam of the roof, I can look as if it goes straight down. So now I have a mechitza right next to the tzchach. Rashi says, Amrinem pitikra yard besaisen. The Rashi shita is mikol tzad. Abaye that says pitikra means even on four sides. Hey, for sukkah, you only have to say it on three sides. But the Ilcha Shabbos, Abaye, Rashi learns, you would even say it on all four sides. That's what Abaye holds. On four sides, we say pitikra. Rava Ramanal Psula, Rashi, lo yamrinem pitikra yard besaisen. For the first time, we'll soon see why. Now, pitikra, Rashi learns, that means ubiyon shel nesorim, the thickness of the beams, bechudin at its peak, at the end of it. At the end of the beams of the house, or the roof, now we say, pitikru yard v'sleisim, it could come straight down. So that's this machlokes. If you have the roof of the porch, when it ends, do we make a mechitzer at the end of it to say that's a good wall for the sukkah now? So rav v'ram apsula, learn me the pitikru yard v'sleisim. That's the machlokes of Abaye v'rav. Now, amalei rav, so rav said, labaye to Abaye, the chur l'didach, according to you, yes, Abaye says, so Rava says to Abaye, Lididok, according to you, Abaye, the Yamrit Pitikra, Yorid Vesaisim, you want to stand a flat roof. At the end of the roof, we look as if it goes straight down to the floor. It could make a mechitzam to look as if the roof of this porch comes straight down at the end of it. So there's Mamash Mechitz at the beginning of the Sukkah. What's going to be? It should come out, Afilo Hivchis. Even in a case, let's say Matkhili has three walls and you put tzchach on top, like a roof on top. Now, later on, the middle wall caves in. So since the middle wall caves in, the horse mamasha a pathway. You can mamasha walk straight through. You only have two mechitzes now on the two sides. On two parallel sides, you have mechitzes. But mamasha, the other two ends are open. So you can mamasha walk through it. Still, you want to tell me it's kosher now for sukkah or for shusha yachid? Because I should say pitikri yard v'saisim. What do I care if the middle wall caved in? But the maestro is like schach on top. There's like roof on top. So the schach itself, the roof on top, I should say pitikra. I should look as if it comes down at the end. So even though the wall caved in, but that pitikra make it for wall. So the way Rashi learns that Abaye said to say pitikra on all four sides. So for sure, in this case, also you should say pitikra. So Marian says no. Omalei, Abaye answers back, Moidina lecho, I'm moidu to you, in this case I do not say pitikra. Pehi, why? Tehevelei kemovi, I'm a foolish. Because since the two openings are two opposite sides, it's mamash like an alleyway. You could walk straight through it. It's a movi, I'm a foolish. Like you only have two mechitzes on two opposite sides, two parallel sides. But the two ends, the two entrances are open. So since it's mamash a pathway that people could walk through it, here Abaye is moidu, I don't say pitikra. That's the way Rashi learns. It's even though Abaye Amos says later, we'll soon see, you say pitikra on all four sides. That's if you have it in a private property that nobody walks through there. If you don't have a people walking through, then I could say pitikra on all four sides. But here that you have it, the middle wall fell through. So Maestas, Ramas like a mother, a foolish. His Ramas a good pathway. And Maestas to Rabim, pass by here, there Abaye's mind, I don't say pitikra. Like pitikra, you can't say a din of machita comes down if the Maestas people keep on walking through there. So it's a stira to say that tikra should come down if people are walking through there. Mashaykh in a place where it's not such a pathway, but people don't walk through so much, then Abaye is murder, say pitikra. Rabbaita. Layma lukuru, let's say, Abaye v'rova, de plukta de rav v'shmuel kimiflagi. The machlekes Abaye v'rova is told in a machlekes rav and shmuel. The yitma will learn like this. Look at Hilcha Shabbos. Ach sad rova bika. You have an open porch. A porch here means there's no walls to it, the way Rashi learns. You only have a roof. You have a roof and four beams on the side holding up the roof, but no mechitzes at all. The bika in the middle of a valley. So the Rashi learns it means a private, like it's a private property. It's not in the Rishus Rabim that people are walking through there. It's not in the middle of a path road. It's Mavikas in a private valley like. So Rav Amar Rav says, Mutal Atalta Makula. Shno on Shabbos, underneath this roof, inside this porch like, you're allowed to carry all around it. Why? Even though there's no walls at all. Because I said, the Amrina Pitik, we heard the Saisim. That's the way Rashi learns. That Rav hold, you say like Abaya, you say Pitik on all four sides. Even though there's no walls at all, it's only a roof on top. But since it's a flat roof, on all four sides of it, I look as if Pitikram, the end of it, goes straight down. So I have now four walls, it's a Rishus Yochid, you're allowed to carry inside. Well, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Ein metalt limbor ela badal damis. That as a loch is still like a caramelist, that you're not allowed to carry more than four amis. Because the walls, you have no walls there. You only have a roof, no walls. So true, Rishus Rabim, it's not. Because the Rishus Rabim can't have a curry on top, can't have a curry, can't have a roof on top. Well, here it's the Bikas, not in the Rishus Rabim altogether. But I call upon him, it has luck like a caramelist. That, Midi Rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry there more than four amas. Ushmul Amma ain't metantlim by Elabadal Damas. Why? The law Yamrina Pitiku Yarg Vesaisim. So the Rashi learns, Shmuel just says on four sides, I do not say Pitikra. I mean, it could be on three sides or two sides, maybe you would say Pitikra. The way Rashi learns, Allah Chabad, you would say it. Just Shmuel only argues to say that on all four sides I don't say Pitikra. And according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we paskin like Rav, so even on four sides I say Pitikra. That's what Rashi Shita. Tosfos argues in Rashi, says, no, we're not talking about it's open on all four sides. Havad on four sides, you never say Pitikra. It's only a question when you have to have at least two or three good mechitzes. And on the last side, then we say Pitikra. That's where Rashi, that's where Tosfos learns the Machlekes. But I call upon the Gemara now, what Rashi's gang is, that even on all four sides, Rav says, you do say Pitikra, there's no walls at all, and Shmuel in such a case says, I don't say Pitikra. Eim atat lembom. So Gemara, Elo b'dal adam. So Gemara says like this. Tlermina Pitikra yor v'saisim. Now, Gemara says like this. So, comes out like this. We have, so first of all, a machlekes before, by Sukkah, a machlekes between Abaye and Rava. That Abaye says, the Sukkah is kosher, going to say Pitikra, and Rava says, you don't say Pitikra. The Sukkah is possible. And here we have a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, if you say Pitikra by Bikur on the gate to Sukkah Shabbos. So Chur Mara says, it's a machlokes anoyim. Because Aliba the Shmuel, according to Shmuel that says, I don't say Pitikra by Shabbos, by this Achsadra here, so Kuliyam Olay Pligi. Like for sure, according to Shmuel, it's a machlokes anoyim. In other words, Abaya, that says by Hilcha Sukkah, it's Kshero, so for sure, he's going to hold by an Achsadra also it's kosher. So Shmuel says it's puzzle, so Shmuel for Shmuel does not come out according to Abaya. So in other words, Shmuel only goes according to Rava, that says you don't say Pitikra by Sukkah. But Shane Cain, Mer says, Kalem le Pligi, that for sure Shmuel's din is a machlokes tanoi, is a machlokes. Now, Ki Pligi, where are we doubtful? Aliba the Rav. We have a suffix, what's Shan Rav here?